player two, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been.
Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. When the devil finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no.
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played,
found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
Sirloin is a popular family steak. All sirloins are excellent eating, but there are some slight differences. To get the most lean meat for your money, look for a sirloin steak with a round bone. To get the most tender sirloin, look for one with a long, flat bone. You can broil or pan broil sirloin steak if it's graded USDA Prime, Choice, or Good. If you want more tips on buying steak, write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, D.C., 20250.
Johnny, come marching home again, hurrah, tra-la. It's coming by bus or on the ground, hurrah, tra-la. A woman's eyes shed a tear to see his face so beaten and fair. It's just around the corner and the English Civil War. Still at the stage of clubs and then hurrah, tra-la.
MFO Medford 91.5 FM. You are listening to The Big Picture. I am Broken Rib Shea Spillane. With me, as always, is Derek Gary. We are going to be here with you till 9 o'clock at 855-915-WMFO. Please call in. We love calling. We love talking to you. God, am I on steroids tonight?
I don't know.
We love talking to you, having you argue with us, having you agree with us, whatever floats your boat. But we're getting into ballot questions. I can't believe it's that time of year.
Oh, are we doing? No. Well, this music goes with the other one. So we gotta do the other thing first.
Oh, the other thing for, oh, the Hillary.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, we're Hillary.
Hillary Clinton. We'll get to the ballot questions in a minute.
Oh. Derek, you got to tell me these things.
I'm sorry. I thought, yeah. No, I'm confused my own self. So,
rails,
you know,
off.
It's been one of those weeks at work for me.
Ditto. Yeah. I did introduce myself as Broken Rib Chase Blaine.
That's right. So it's been one of those weeks for both of us.
But the lucky thing is I think that our listeners enjoy it the most when both of us are a little bit off the rails.
Yeah,
so... it makes for a more honest radio.
So you remember Hillary Clinton. I think you voted for Hillary Clinton several times because that's...
I beg your pardon. I voted for her once.
Okay. Yeah, several times.
Because I felt... You know, like when there's two dudes that want to take you to prom?
Yeah.
And both of them are dum-dums, but one is slightly less of a dum-dum?
Yeah.
That was me voting for Hillary Clinton.
You're supposed to pick the guy with the nicer car. But anyway, Hillary Clinton...
You've never been a girl in high school, clearly, Derek.
You pick the guy with the better car. Hillary Clinton.
Actually, that's true.
See, I know things. Hillary Clinton sat down with CNN a couple days ago and was talking about stuff in general.
And you better have the better car if that's how you're putting it.
And let fly with this gem. Quote, there's video of this out there, but I... prefer to read it and not let Voldemort speak for herself.
I can't believe that you refer to her as Voldemort.
Well,
like she's Snape at best.
After this, I don't know. So she's talking to CNN and she had this to say, quote, you cannot be civil. You cannot be civil. That's how she begins. You cannot be civil with a political party that
just already setting stuff on fire.
That wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and the Senate, that's when civility can start again. End quote. Hillary, do you remember when Hillary Clinton ran in 2016, Shay?
I do.
Wasn't there a lot of talk about we're going to unite people? We're the party of inclusion and diversity, and we want to... Didn't she say that we want to lift everyone up a lot?
Is true.
Wasn't there a lot of we're going to lift everyone up coming out of Hillary Clinton?
Yes. To be fair, I need you to pause for a moment and look back over the events of the last 2 years. That was a really... Even when she was saying that...
2016. It was a simpler time in America.
The
economy sucked.
Looking back then, the economy is not everything. I mean, I know it's everything because we all need money. But we're also human beings that are supposed to be able to exist around each other. And in 2016, that was a very... hopeful and reasonable platform to stand on. Right now, it's a very naive one based on the events of the last 2 years.
I will concede to you, Chase Belaine, that Donald Trump has walked onto the American stage, taken a giant steaming dump over everything that we hold dear.
Did you hear what he said today?
But wait, hear me out. He took a giant steaming dump all over everything that we hold dear, but his poo grows money. Donald Trump's poo grows money. And the American people are sitting there and they're like, I may be covered with poo, but it's poo full of money, and I don't care.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay, because that's the country I want to live in.
It's a country most Americans want to live in.
All of us being terrible to each other for the sake of money. All of us hating each other and arguing all the time for the sake of money. Me getting trolled for 6 hours today on Facebook because someone disagrees with me. That's the America I want to live in.
You got trolled for 6 hours because someone disagrees with you and you're a woman.
Oh, thank you for proving my point further.
Well, I'm just pointing. It was a dude, right?
Of course it was a
dude. Of course it's a dude. Yeah.
If it was a woman, then she would do something behind my back like an adult.
See?
This is my point, though, is that don't get me wrong, you know, I am the first person to be like, Hillary Clinton basically is like, you know, whatever. Like, we support her because, you know, we're supposed to, but come on.
Yeah, well, you're not. Women of a certain age, as I've pointed out in the past, if you're a woman of a certain age, Hillary Clinton holds a Charles Manson-like hold over you.
Not me personally. Not
younger women, not so much. But older women, it's like the cult of Charlie
Manson.
But
it's like, oh my God, she plays Belle like a fiddle. Well, I will say the one thing that I truly, truly respect about Hillary Clinton, other than the fact that she went from being first lady to actually seemingly being more powerful than her husband was as president, is the way that they met when they were both at Yale. Which was, they were both sitting in the library, and she walked over to him and said, I'm Hillary Rodham. I figure you and I should know each other's names if you're going to keep staring at me. Like, that is a baller-ass move.
Yeah.
And that is the type of person who should be inspiring the younger generation of women in our country.
Not with quotes like this.
Not with quotes like this. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm not trying to defend her specifically. I'm trying to defend the standpoint from which it came, which is that, oh, good shot. Derek just nailed a recycling bin throw. But not with her specifically, but with the idea that what she said encapsulates.
Can I ask you a question? Is it really, really that bad in America right now?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes.
For who?
Women. Is it really that bad in America right now? I'm sorry. For women and children. You know those people that they tried to save first on the Titanic?
Okay.
They just turned over the more formal background checks for gun laws. They're trying to illegalize abortion. They just put a rapist on the Supreme Court. I'm sorry, alleged rapist. Or, I'm sorry, alleged rapist. I don't know. What would we call him? Affiliate? Sympathizer? What are we supposed to call Kavanaugh now, other than Your Honor? What's the other title
Justice.
We're supposed to call him?
He's Justice Kavanaugh now.
You're saying, I worry constantly. Do you know how many times I have thanked the dear Lord above in heaven that I don't believe
what,
in?
What rights?
That I got an IUD in 2015 just in case my right to abortion gets revoked.
What rights have you lost since Donald Trump became president?
Well, my health insurance sucks even more than it already did.
That was going to happen, but that's got nothing to do. That's Massachusetts. It's got nothing to do with Washington.
No, that was when I was living in California, actually.
Well, there's your mistake right there. But nothing has changed about the Massachusetts health law since.
It's not about what has. It's been 2 years. The wheels of government in our country work rather slow. Nonetheless, he's got 4 years to do stuff, and everything that he's tossed into motion has pointed towards my life is going to suck even more than it already does. As a result of him.
On what basis?
As a result of our Congress. On what basis? They're trying to walk back all of the things that my favorite president since I have been alive has accomplished. They're trying to turn everything backwards from that. Everything that made me register to vote only so I could vote for Barack Obama. Everything he did.
Such as?
I know you don't like Obama.
Such as?
Such as make healthcare more available for a wider amount of people. Make women's reproductive rights an actual thing to, like, you really have to ask me this?
Yes,
are you kidding?
I do have to ask you this.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not, because nothing.
How about a baseline thing? Women being equal with men. How about that?
How has that changed?
There is a video of my current, I'm using the term loosely, leader talking about sexually harassing women and grabbing them by their private parts.
How does that affect you personally?
You're joking, right?
How does that affect women in the United States?
How does that affect women in the United States? Is we already feel unsafe all the time. All the time.
So
all the time.
So Trump is going to come by and grope you is what you're worried about.
Nope. He's making it so anyone else can. So he's making it, hey, I'm the leader of this free world we live in. I like to sexually exploit women, and I'm going to hire someone on the Supreme Court who likes to do the same thing. Hey there, Mr. No Man Nebraska. Why don't you go grab a girl's boob in a bra? Are you kidding me, Derek?
I would counter that the Me Too movement has done more to stop that in the last year than anything that's happened in the last 70 years in this country.
I disagree, actually, because the Me Too, that's the irony of this entire conversation, is that the Me Too movement is the only reason that Brett Kavanaugh got approved by Congress.
No, the reason he got approved is because there was no evidence against him.
No, the reason he got approved is because everyone was so distracted by the Me Too movement that no one actually ever stopped to think about the actual issue of, is this man actually someone who should be on the Supreme Court?
And because
having
there
was nothing
no,
to do with what he did.
And because
in
there was
high
no
school.
Evidence against him.
I'm saying if none of this ever happened. I'm saying if we never had some Susie Q come forward and say, oh, he did something mean to me in 1983. I'm saying that if we had just focused on the actual issues, that he would not have been confirmed because he is not qualified for this position. I'm saying that that shouldn't have happened because we shouldn't have to have a stupid hashtag to be treated like human beings. We shouldn't have to. I have 5 Facebook notifications right now from someone who has been trolling me all day. And I'm one of the strongest women I know. He asked me why I didn't block him. Do you know what I told him? Because I can handle it. And I figure that if you tire yourself out harassing me, that means you're not harassing someone who can't.
Hmm. That's fair enough. That's reasonable.
And that's the thing, is that it shouldn't have to take hundreds of women coming out talking about the people who raped them for us to be treated like human beings.
Well, again, I would make the case that even before Trump was elected, we had the Title X things going on in this country. And there is some evidence that that has gone too far in the wrong direction. The Me Too movement has made a huge difference. I mean, if you want to talk about reproductive rights, okay, I have to bring up this point. And this is a very simple truth that nobody in this country seems to understand. The Supreme Court cannot take away your right to an abortion.
No, but it can create new precedent.
The Supreme Court cannot take away your right to an abortion, period. End of story.
No, but it can
it cannot
create
do it.
New precedent.
Precedent is not legislation. The Supreme Court cannot ban abortion in the United States of America. Only Congress can do that.
I'm saying, yes, I'm aware of that, Derek.
But you'd be
I'm
surprised saying, how many people in this country aren't. And how many people in this country don't get that?
I'm not surprised by that because I've spent the entire day telling someone how harassing someone on Facebook still counts as harassment, even though you're not doing it in person or via mail. But, and hi, hey, by the way, Jack, I hope you have a good lawyer. Anyways, Adam, is that his name? I didn't bother to remember. My point is that what's so terrifying about our country is that there are all these people that treat not just women, but treat minorities, treat people of different religion, treat whoever is different from them in such a way, and saying that the law is behind them when they have no idea what the hell they're talking about. There are things that people think that they can get away with or do that is absurd. And that's why, like I said, I'm never the person to defend Hillary Clinton. You've known me for almost a decade. Have I ever defended Hillary Clinton?
I think you may have.
Once when whoever was opposing her was being a butthead.
Yeah.
But like, this is where I understand what she's saying, is that every time I try to have an argument with somebody, you included, I try to keep it as intellectual and civil and cordial and thoughtful as possible.
In my defense, I don't give you much choice. So, you know, it's I take everything that you say seriously and place a tremendous value on your opinion and your views. But you have to meet me on an intellectual level. If you try and meet me on an emotional level, you know I'm gonna tune out. I'm gonna be like, no, what's this really about?
Well, luckily I usually meet you on an intellectual level.
Yes, you do.
But that's what I'm saying is that I do that. That's not exclusive to this radio show.
That's why you're here. I do that because you're good at this.
But I do that. Thank you. But I do that in every area of my life and every time that I engage in any sort of discussion with anybody. And I was actually just speaking to my mother the other day about how, as much as driving across the country by myself was one of the best experiences of my life, it was also one of the most depressing because it made me realize.
Because you're alone and you're like.
That wasn't the part that was depressing. That was awesome. Nobody could change the song I was listening to.
Yeah, that's
it was
true.
Dope.
I had a cat
and
in the backseat.
And I outran a tornado. Are you kidding? That thing was awesome. No, the depressing part was meeting so many people who not only had no clue what they were talking about, but would defend their cluelessness to the death instead of having an intellectual, unemotional,
right,
not screw you conversation with a human being about a real issue. And that, I think, is what Hillary Clinton is talking about, in that it's, and it, that's what's gotten me so frustrated in the last couple of years, to be honest with you, is that, like I said, as much as that was a great experience, it was also a terrible one because it made me realize how many people are just straight up clueless. Who will defend something they have nothing, they have no way of backing up to the death.
But this is not helpful. I mean, agree with me that what she says is not helpful.
What she says is not helpful
because she's not talking about Dum Dum out in the cornfields in Iowa. She's talking about the Washington establishment.
The scary thing is that sometimes I read what some senators are saying, and they sound like that Dum Dum out in the cornfields in Iowa.
Because that's who they're trying to talk to. Because that's who's going to vote for them in November.
That's my point, is that I have never in the last couple years thought more about, God, I sound so pretentious right now, but when I lived in Italy, my friend from the Netherlands asked me, so why are you all one country? And I was like, what do you mean? We're the United States. We're a bunch of states that are united. And she goes, no, you all seem very different. And I don't see how you can cohesively be one country. And I was like, well, it's just what you're doing with the EU right now. She goes, no, but we're all still very different countries. Yeah. We're just using the same currency.
See, what you should have said to her is we keep all the dumb people in the middle of the country, and then the smart people live on the coast, and everybody's happy.
But then the more I traveled, the more I understood. At first, I was just like, you're a butthead and shut up, and like became very patriotically defensive. But then the more I've traveled and the more people I've met from different areas of the country, and the more things that have happened in the past couple of years, it's made me realize that she kind of had a point.
She doesn't. It the problem that we have in this country right now, one of the big ones.
But I'd rather be like the EU. I would rather have us have one currency, and then we each have our own different sections of America to have their own federal laws. I do not agree with the priest in Nebraska about what I'm allowed to do with my body. I do not agree with the woman who calls the cops on a black male nanny because he has two white children in his car. I do not agree with these people. And that's not a bipartisan thing. That's a human being thing.
And that's fine. We all have the right to disagree with each other, but the point that I would make, and I think the damage that Hillary Clinton does in her comment, is to suggest that that person is your enemy. That person is not your enemy. There is no zero stakes game taking place here over whether women are going to have reproductive control over their own bodies. The American people don't support that. Okay? Brett Kavanaugh could go in tomorrow and repeal Roe v. Wade, and the Supreme Court could say, we're done with this. Congress, we gave you 40 years. We gave you 45 years to write legislation permitting abortion in the United States of America. Your problem now. And this is what Congress has been doing for nearly half a century. Hiding, kicking a can down the road on a decision that they should have made. If we need a constitutional amendment for it, get a constitutional amendment together. They have had almost half a century to write legislation that would fix this for everyone, and we would never have to have this conversation again. Have they done it? No. That's not Brett Kavanaugh's problem. That's not Donald Trump's problem. That is a congressional problem.
Yes.
And some of those people in Congress have been there for 45 years.
But Derek, wouldn't you love it if we had a president, a Supreme Court justice, someone who could actually do something about it, other than speak the very real truth on the radio about it?
I don't expect, it's not the president's job to do anything. I don't expect him to do anything.
It's not the president's job to do anything. No, really just come out of your mouth?
The president does not write legislation. Congress writes legislation. And this president is not going to motivate this Congress to write that legislation. You need a different president in there for that.
That's my point. We need a different president. We need a different person being appointed to. We need someone who's going to actually understand the needs of their country to kick those who enforce them in the butt and say, stop sitting on your cute little salaries and your cute little Washington, D.C. penthouses and freaking do something.
But what we don't need is Hillary Clinton saying, oh, let's just be uncivil until we have Democrats in Congress again. And then everything's going to go back to normal.
You know what, though? I never thought I'd say this, but maybe we do. Have you ever heard of...
To which I am going to tell you.
No, have you? But honestly, I'm not saying Hillary Clinton is right for saying that, or that it was her place to say it, or support her in any way. But that being said, maybe there needs to be somebody to kick people in the butt. Maybe there needs to be somebody to say, hey guys, you aren't doing freaking anything. You aren't doing anything. And maybe you should get off your butts and do stuff. You know what? If I get elected by all the people whose asses I kicked and told them everything they wanted to hear, I would sit in my comfortable mahogany chair for a term also.
That's a separate. Chris is our favorite listener. Chris is with us. Chris, what are your thoughts on all this?
Oh, hi, Shay. Hi, Derek. For the first time ever, Shay, I've come up with a couple of things that I disagree with you on. The one is that, you know, the Me Too caused Kavanaugh to get approved. I don't think so, because I think that the Republicans in Congress are so corrupt and, you know, they have the control. They're going to push him through no matter what.
I was on a rant about that. I apologize. I'm in a bad mood, if you can tell, Chris. The point that I made when I was less pissed off was just that it distracted from his actual qualifications. So people who maybe were on the fence about him because we just focused on the Me Too thing were like, whatever. Yeah, let's just toss this guy in there because he's the same party.
It's kind of like a backlash.
Just kind of like, well, screw these people from distracting us.
They came out with this whole thing about innocent until proven guilty, which is not even the issue because there was no chance to prove him guilty. You know? But I think there will be in the future when a proper investigation gets done.
Christine Kavanaugh has already said she's not going to support that. Or, excuse me, Dr. Ford's already said she's not going to move forward with that.
I was going to say, did they make up?
Yeah, it's done. It's not
just her. It's a lot of other things that went on at those parties. And it's not easy to investigate things, even when they happened yesterday, let alone many, many years ago.
Absolutely.
I used to be a union official, and I would start out investigating something, and you'd get all these people who insisted they knew nothing about it until you got to the few honest people who talked. And then when those people are brought into management and told, okay, we've got witnesses to this and, you know, blah, 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 and if you lie, you're going to be fired, then all of a sudden, suddenly they do remember seeing it, you know. Yeah. And the same thing in a criminal investigation, if police you know, do a really thorough job, which can take months, track down all the possible witnesses, separate them, bring them all in, you know, and get the few people who will tell the truth, because there's unfortunately always a few people who will, and then the rest of them are, okay, you can tell the truth and get immunity, or you can lie and go to jail. All of a sudden, memories come back.
All right, 60 seconds, Chris. You had a second point you wanted to make?
So the second thing is, Shay, when you're talking about, you know, maybe it should be more than one country or something, I think your first instinct was right when you're defending it, because no matter how vehemently some of these people disagree with us or offend us, I believe in a world where everybody has rights, and everyone in this country, everyone all over the world, and I don't think we can let, you know, carve off a section and say, oh, let's let the right-wing loonies or whatever you want, the Nazis or whatever you want to call them, just oppress all the people in this chunk of the country. No, it's a fight. And it's always been a fight from the time the country was started. And we've made steady progress. And we have to keep fighting and keep making more progress, because we have to not lose the idea that people should have human rights and should have decent lives and not be oppressed. And it's always going to be a fight. And we just have to keep fighting.
All right, Chris. Thank you. Thank you for your comments. Keep listening. We love hearing from you.
We do. Thank you, Chris.
I'm gonna back him up on that. And I
agree, and I don't.
Here's my problem with what Hillary said. This is what it boils down to. There's this notion of incivility, this notion that we need to be confrontational with each other. It comes from this viewpoint that our fellow American is somehow our enemy. And our fellow American is not our enemy. Our fellow American may have radically different ideas about how this country should be run. And our fellow American may not agree with you and I and Chris that all people should be treated equally, that all people should be treated fairly, that everybody should have the same rights, that everybody should have a level playing field. Those are things that I firmly believe, that I know you firmly believe. We are not going to get there if we start treating our fellow Americans as an enemy. Because now we are in a zero-sum game where it's either I get everything I want or I'm going to burn everything down. We can't do this.
The problem with that, though, is that we're already there.
We're not.
We already have the day. You know what? I never thought I was going to talk about on this on the radio, but screw it. I don't even care anymore. The day I went to get my abortion at Planned Parenthood, I was greeted by 10 picketers.
Those people have been there for decades. That's been going on for decades.
Yeah, did they hit them with their signs decades ago?
Yes, they did. They did worse things decades ago.
Okay, well, that's illegal. And that disease is getting worse.
No, it's not. It's not getting worse. No.
Because all I know is that ever since social media came around...
There's your problem.
And there, our orange president came around.
You just answered the question. There is your problem. Everybody in America has a camera, and everybody in America has a Facebook page. And every time somebody steps the littlest bit out of line, there's 5 cameras in their faces, and it's posted on Facebook, and it's outrage of the day.
But it's nothing the loudest bit out of line sometimes. And you know what? It's convenient that our president's hair is orange and his face is orange, because guess what? That's the same color as Adderall, which is what him becoming president did to this disease.
I am telling you that America today, compared to the America that I grew up in, is a wildly different place. It is wildly better than it used to be.
Why? Wildly better?
Wildly better.
Are you
wildly
insane?
Better. Yeah, you are far less likely to get stabbed, mugged, beaten, raped, assaulted, any of the above in America in 2018 than you were in America in 1978.
Well, and I got raped six months after Facebook came out, so I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying it never happens, okay? I am telling you that myself and others who remember what the 1970s were like will tell you this country's night and day from what it used to be, okay? Are we stepping back in the wrong direction? Absolutely. Without question. I sat here at the start of the summer and said we were on a path to a new American Civil War. I have heard other commentators start to pick up on that language. So I am not the only one who is looking at this way. But I still believe we are at a point where we can step back from this. I believe we are at a point where we can still treat each other with decency and respect and have reasonable conversations about things. When you have a former presidential candidate coming out and saying, let's be uncivil, let's burn it all down unless we're in charge, That is pushing us in the wrong direction.
Well, you know what, Derek? For our countries and all of our sakes, I really hope you're right, that we can go back. Because right now, I mean, I'm 32 years old. I've been an adult, technically, for 14 years. This is the most terrified I've ever been for the state of our country.
Yeah, no, I will agree with you on that. I'm in the same place. And this is the greatest economy of my lifetime now. It's like the economy is doing better now than it has at any point since I was born. And yet, the quality of life in America is better than it has ever been. And yet we are in the streets fighting with each other. Somebody explain that to me.
Right?
Social media is the problem. Everyone, and we'll get into this in greater depth, not tonight, but in the future.
Yeah, wait, what's his name? I'm going to find it. Adam Scott Waddle.
Everyone,
shoot him a message,
is getting radicalized via social media. It is happening to everyone unless you keep your eyes open for it.
And only us smart people are allowed to do that.
That is even the smart people aren't allowed to do that. That is a topic for another night. When we come back, we're going to dig into the ballot questions, two of the ballot questions on the upcoming voter thingy. I think that's an election thingy that's happening in November.
The election thingy.
And a critical big picture programming note as well. Don't forget On the Tell, Mikey D coming your way at 9 o'clock tonight. Everything you need to know about the Boston music scene right here on WMFO Medford.
In the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a soup
bowl. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Oh.
Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring.
Oh.
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
Oh.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
oh.
Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Body sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
This is an open letter to Richard Nixon. Dear Richard, do go and see the Rocky Horror Picture Show. All those unfortunate incidents will seem trivial after you've seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show. President Ford, he'd love to see it, but he doesn't have the same amount of freedom you do.
See the Rocky Horror Picture Show, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
Everybody, Jamie Lee Curtis here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. What should you do to stop a friend from driving if they've been drinking? Answer, whatever it takes. Think before you drink. Designate before you celebrate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Medford, 91.5 FM. You are listening to The Big Picture. I am Chase Blaine. With me, as always, is the illustrious Derek Gary. We're going to be here with you till 9 o'clock. We've got a good 18 minutes left if you want to quickly chime in at 855-915-WMFO. And, Derek, what are we talking about? You got me confused last time.
Oh, boy. It's the ballot questions, kids. Now, we cannot tell you how to vote. Okay, we cannot.
Wait, we can't?
No,
all right, I quit. This is over. I'm leaving. I'm leaving, guys.
That's fine. I'll do this. It's a condition of our license. We can't tell you how to vote. We can only tell you what the questions are and what they mean. And
exactly what you should do about it.
No, we can't do that. Don't do that. Don't say that. We get in trouble if you say that.
I was being sarcastic.
So we'll
it's
take
Boston.
Our license away. So, there are three ballot questions.
I love you, FCC. Don't take my license.
We're going to save number one for next week because number one is the big one. And the reason.
And the one that concerns my mother the most, actually.
The reason that we're doing the ballot questions now, this is an important programming note, is Shay Spillane is going to be away on the 24th because they're having a thing for her dad.
Because he's dope.
Because he walked from Yankee Stadium to Fenway Park.
I know. Who does that?
She's kind of badass. So
yeah, he did it. Well, he did it for our regular listeners know, he did it to raise $100,000. Hear that, $100,000.
That's not bad.
For Elizabeth Stonehouse, which is a wonderful charity for domestic violence.
So they're throwing a party for him. Shay didn't invite me, so I'm going to be here doing the show solo.
I'm surprised I was invited.
And then our next show is Halloween night, and we're just going to goof around that night and talk about Halloween.
Because it's Halloween.
Scary movies and have fun.
I haven't decided on my costume yet, but I will be screenshotting both myself and Derek just to show you on Facebook and keep telling you. Where to find those pictures.
Ballot questions now. We got about 7-8 minutes to get through this. And believe me, questions 2 and 3 ain't going to take that long. Question.
It's like when I lived in California and it was like, should they crack down on condom usage during porn? I'm like, no, just give them health care.
But by the way, there is a scandal brewing with Bill Galvin, who is our Secretary of State.
You don't say.
Where his opponent... who is Republican Anthony Amore, has accused Bill Galvin of using the Information for Voters booklet, which we all got at home if you're a registered voter, to campaign. He ran out of voter information to put in there because they pulled some ballot questions at the last minute. So he put in some general information pages, like if you're a woman who's being beaten or if you need help with, you know, someone trying to make fraudulent investments, call Bill Galvin at the Secretary of State's office.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, it's basically, I don't know if Bill Galvin is clever enough to pull off something like this. First of all, I like Bill Galvin a lot. I think he's been a great Secretary of State. I don't know that the guy, I don't know that Bill Galvin is some sort of mastermind sitting there being like, there are extra pages in the book. I can use this to campaign. No. I think the guy just threw some stuff in there. And Amore is like, his name appears 11 times on one page. Yeah, it does. But he's talking about what the Secretary of State's office does. I don't know. Question.
No, I was going to say, I agree. It's just a matter of like, are you going to get him in trouble for doing his job? I'm confused.
Question 2. The proposed law, I'm just going to read the intro to this. The proposed law, I love question 2. The proposed law would create a citizens commission to consider and recommend potential amendments to the United States Constitution. So we're going to have a bunch of Massachusetts citizens come up with some constitutional amendments. Yeah. To establish that corporations do not have the same constitutional rights as human beings and that campaign contributions and expenditures may be regulated. So here's what they're doing with this. Okay, and it goes on.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm having trouble not just hearing in my head someone going, Ked, I got a wicked, awesome idea.
Please don't laugh at the legislation show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Please don't laugh at the legislation. These are serious ballot questions that affect
me. Ked, I've got a wicked, awesome idea.
Hey, come on, guy.
Hey, hang on. Let me finish this button, and then I'm going to tell you my super awesome political idea.
So it goes on to tell you that no one on the commission is going to be paid. Okay, so...
Ooh, well, way to sell it.
Won't pass on those grounds. But it does not mention anything about the ancillary taxpayer dollars that will be wasted on this whole thing.
Ooh, ancillary.
Because
like
they're
going to
need a room somewhere. They're going to want snacks. You know?
Oh, my God. Even we could do an entire segment on what snacks this commission would prefer to eat.
Now, what they want... Now, this is a yes vote would create a citizens commission to advance an amendment to the United States Constitution to limit the influence of money in elections. Okay, if you stop right there, everybody's interested in campaign finance reform. Campaign finance reform is a good thing. Everybody, I've said how many times, I don't want out-of-state money in local politics. That needs to stop. A yes vote would create a citizens commission to advance an amendment to the United States Constitution to limit the influence of money in elections and, well, here comes the and, establish that corporations do not have the same rights as human beings. Why is this other thing in here? What is this other thing?
And I mean, theoretically, first of all, that is correct because... According to my life experience, corporations have more rights than human beings.
They do.
But I think that is a thinly veiled, like, hey, we're like dipping our toe in the water about the thing that some people who actually care and pay attention are complaining about. It probably won't change anything, But look, like, we're making it seem like it's gonna.
If something like this came out of Berkeley or...
They would set the state house on fire.
Portland, Oregon. No. Something like this came out of Berkeley or Portland, Oregon, Seattle. I'd be like, yeah, that's the kind of stuff I come to expect from them. Massachusetts?
Yeah. Like, we, part of the reason that I moved back from the West Coast is that I don't like being... Hang on. I have to ask Derek a serious question.
Can I say pussyfooted?
Yes.
Thank you. I don't like being pussyfooted around. Like, if you're going to say something to me, say it to me straightforwardly and with some intellect and tact attached. Don't say it to me like, so, hey, guys. Like, that's part of the reason I moved back to the East Coast is because people don't pussyfoot around things here. It's here's what I'm saying, like it or screw you. And that is not the way that this is written.
So if you would like the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to have some citizens propose a constitutional amendment that corporations don't have the same rights as people and maybe something to do with campaign finance reform, you want to vote yes on this. If you don't think that is realistic or a good use of anybody's time, you want to vote no on this. Choice is yours, but that's question two. Question three. Has the most, this is what drives me nuts about these ballot questions, all right? It's because question three should be very, very simple. Should be very simple for people to understand what this is and what this is about. But here's how it begins. This law adds gender identity to the list of prohibited grounds for discrimination in places of public accommodation, resort, or amusement. This statement... The first line of the summary is incorrect. It's wrong.
Yeah, like, who's editing this stuff?
Here's what it says. This law adds gender identity. No, because when you get down to the bottom of the summary, it says the provisions of this law governing access to places of public accommodation are effective as of October 1st, 2016. This law is already in place. It's 2 years old.
Stop making me laugh, please. My ribs hurt.
It's 2 years old. So what does it say? This law adds gender identity to the list of prohibited grounds for discrimination. We already have this law in place.
So, like, why are we wasting paper?
So you get to the yes or no. A yes vote would keep in place the current law, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of gender identity in places of public accommodation. People don't read. So if you just read the first part of it, this law adds gender identity and then says a yes vote would keep in place the current law, and you are opposed to transgender people having the same rights as everyone else, then you're going to vote yes.
Because so basically, like, nothing is going to change no matter how you vote.
It's vote, well,
the way the law is written.
If you want to vote against transgender rights on question three, you have to vote no. If you want to affirm transgender rights on question three, you have to vote yes. But the way they've written it, it doesn't make any sense to anyone who looks at it.
It doesn't make that clear at all. This reminds me of when I'm using the captions on Netflix and they don't even get a character's name spelled properly. I'm like, it's literally your whole job is to sit there and watch TV and dictate what they're saying.
I don't know why they have
to. Can I get that job?
I don't know.
That sounds dope.
Why they have to do this like this, but... Basically, question three, yes means I am in support of transgender rights. No means I am against transgender rights. Again, we can't tell you how to vote, but history will judge. This is WMFO.
We can tell you when the ballot questions are written stupidly, though.
Yes, and that one is very misleadingly written.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. We're wrapping things up here at The Big Picture, but first we're going to tell you what's hot for the next week. For me, this is kicking it old school a little bit. I know we mostly air in north of Boston, but if you find yourself in the South Shore, I wanted to shed light on one of my favorite things from childhood, which is Barrett's Haunted Mansion in Abingdon.
If you find yourself on the South Shore, turn around to drive home, guy.
Oh,
you're in the wrong part of the state.
Shut up, you North Shore bugger.
They drink that Mary Jane's coffee down there. Get out of there, guy.
It's Mary Lou's, and it's dope, and the girls' tits are huge, so relax. But no, Barrett's Haunted Mansion, I am a purveyor of the scary, and it is one of the scarier ones. And they do a lot of, like, really cool things that are associated with Abingdon Ale House. So a lot of times they'll do kind of like, you get this for this at the Ale House, you get dinner and some beer, and then you get reduced admission to the haunted house. Like, it's lots of really cool stuff like that. They have special events. It's really, really dope. You guys should check it out if you ever find yourself on the South Shore. Also, just a good excuse to drive down there. But if you want information, like I said, it's called Barrett's Haunted Mansion, and their website is bhmansion.com.
Saturday night, Voices of Hope returns to the North Shore Music Theater for their 10th anniversary fall gala. They're a bit like Shay's dad in that they raise money. They've raised more than $600,000. $600,000 for cancer research over the last 10 years.
I preemptively getted it.
$465,000 for the Tremere Center for Innovative Treatments at Mass General Hospital.
Awesome.
So, and a lot of people who are members of the group are themselves cancer survivors. Mm. They are also phenomenally talented, and the Fall Gala is going to be a ton of fun. You get to enjoy a night of theater and do some good. There will be silent auctions taking place as well, including, I happen to know, this will be mine by the end of the night, if all goes well. A signed Chris Evans Captain America hat.
I knew it was going to be...
Or a signed Chris Evans Avengers hat. I need this hat.
I knew it was going to be comic books, Legos, or Star Wars.
One of the members...
one of those things.
One of the members is friends with Chris Evans' mom, and it's like, I want that hat.
I mean, that's a pretty dope... Like, I'm not even a nerd like you, and I would totally
want that hat. Anyway, it is going to be at the North Shore Music Theater this Saturday night. Tickets are available. Go to voicesofhopeboston.com, voicesofhopeboston.com, or you can check out the North Shore Music Theater, which is, I believe, nsmt.org. It might be nsmt.com. Hang on a second. Let me type some things in here and see what goes on here. You know, nothing in this place ever works the way that I want it to. nsmt.org for the North Shore Music Theater. Voicesofhopeboston.org. If you want to learn more about the group, go check them out Saturday night. It's going to be a great show. Tickets available. Raise money for cancer awareness and have a really, really, really great time at the theater. Where's your
head at? WMFO Medford, 91.5. We are wrapping things up here at the Big Picture with That's a Thing That Happened, which is the craziest news story from the last week. Mine actually happened technically today. And it's right here in our own neighborhood. A Somerville, Massachusetts man was accused of striking a woman with a metal pipe multiple times while in a car with her. According to police, Mohammed Faldalia, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name, criminal, was arrested earlier this morning in Nashua, New Hampshire for the alleged assault. At 1:45 a.m., he allegedly picked up the 32-year-old's unidentified victim, tried to engage a conversation with her while in the vehicle. She became uncomfortable and then asked to exit the car, at which point the suspect allegedly refused and instead locked the doors. Once he realized that she was dialing 911, and by the way, this woman was known to him and she knew him, he stopped the vehicle in the middle of the street to retrieve a handgun and metal pipe from the back of the car. Police said he returned to the vehicle and tried to hit the victim with the gun but missed and dropped it on the street in the process, then struck the woman with the metal pipe numerous times before she was able to escape. He chased her for a brief time before returning to the vehicle and fleeing. Luckily, a resident in the area was awakened by the noise from, you know, a metal pipe hitting a woman.
Yeah.
And was able to provide a detailed description, and he ended up getting picked up in Manchester around a half hour later.
Nice.
The victim suffered minor injuries, luckily, and was treated to Elliot and immediately released.
No, hopefully he enjoys his time in the pokey.
Yes, he was charged with first-degree assault and criminal restraint.
Ooh, those aren't good ones.
Kidnapping.
Those aren't good ones. You know, somebody hit Bill Cosby in the face with a chicken patty.
I know, I heard, I laughed.
Like one of his jokes. Louisiana, just in time for Halloween. Michael Ottenberry, 59, called 911 to say he'd been stabbed in the head with an axe. When police arrived, they found him in his doorway, unstabbed, but cursing at police and imaginary people. Police proceeded to search his home to make sure he was safe and discovered a bag of meth on a nightstand. When asked,
I kind of knew where that was where this was going.
When asked where the
meth basalts, yeah.
When asked where the meth came from, Ottenberry claimed that a ghost had put it there. Police decided that this, quote, was not accurate,
worth it,
end quote, and brought him to jail for drug possession. A reminder that somewhere in Louisiana, there may be a very angry ghost looking for its meth. You've been warned. That is all the time we have tonight for the big picture and the meth dealing ghosts. We will be back next week.